Time Capsule.
Yes, we're adding lots of really cool things and they're coming into the radio station. We will be sealing this up in the next few weeks. We'll tell you where you can see it and all the wonderful things that are in it, but we're still adding some more stuff. And we want to add this one thing because if you've been in the city over lockdown time, you would have seen the lights of the Ibis Hotel creating messages. This is how it's reported on 7 News.
It began 52 nights ago when Brisbane was shrouded in gloom. A 26-story high message of love. The feedback so amazing they couldn't stop. As Anzac Day approached, a giant candle shone out across the city. A health cross honoured hospital workers. Then there was a special shout-out for Mother's Day. Restaurants received a special mention ahead of their reopening. Along the way, there's been a reminder to smile and celebrate the return of footy.
So I've seen them each night behind the newsreaders on 7 News. Are we going to put the entire building into the time capsule, Robin? That'll be tough.
Well, let's find out because we have Todd Crichton, who's the general manager of the Ibis Styles Hotel Group, with us. Hello, Todd.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm going all right. I'm trying to work out. I've got an image of you running up and down, turning lights on and off to make patterns on the side of your building.
I'd love to take all the credit for that, but I've got an amazing engineering manager, Tim, who's been busy running up and down the building for the last, I think, 60 or so days, changing the lights every week or so. It's been a bit of fun.
There is a bit of maths involved, isn't there? Because you have to look at the front of the building, you have to work out your design, and then you have to work out how to do the lights to make that look right.
Yeah, there was, Robin. We had, at the start, we did the big love heart that sort of covered the front of the building. And I've said it before, but the hotel's all glass windows all the way up, floor-to-ceiling glass in each room. So we've got a really big TV screen, essentially. So we mapped out the front of the hotel on a Excel spreadsheet, and between Tim and myself and a few of the guys, we just sort of play around with that and colour in the different cells to work out what we want it to be. But after we got that first one done, it sort of became a bit easier there. We could play around with it in Excel and work out what our next design was going to be.
Yeah, mate, so Excel, engineering, that's all good, but eventually did the four of you have to run up and down stairs flicking them on and off with someone outside going, yeah, 11th floor, room number 13.
Funnily enough, mate, we nights we'd one of us would check the news and make sure that it all lined up and that we had all the lights right, and we'd ring the duty manager at work on the night to say, oh, you might need to change 11, 13 and change it over, or open the curtains or turn the lights off.
So what sort of designs have you done? I've seen the love heart. What else?
Yeah, we had the love heart at the start, and we did a candle for Anzac Day. Yeah. We did a shout out to all the Queensland mums out there, so we did a love heart with mum above it for Mother's Day. We did a footy when the footy came back, health cross for the health workers out there. It's been a bit of fun from there on in, sort of coming up with new ideas. And we did the knife and fork for when all the restaurants opened, so that was quite nice for our team as well.
It'd be a tough negotiation, wouldn't it, Todd? Look, we can give you the bridal suite. You just have to leave the lights on, the curtains open all night.
It was a little bit tough, but as I said, it was a tough couple of months in, I guess it's not just Brisbane, but everywhere with hotels. It's been pretty quiet, so it's nice now that we can't do it. We're starting to see things get a little bit busier, which is nice.
Well, Todd, you've done something nice for our city. Can our city do something nice for you? What deals have you got? Are your restaurants open? How can we go and support the Ibis for giving us such a gift over this isolation time?
Yeah, look, we certainly are open. So our rooms have amazing views out over South Bank, as you can probably see from some of the TV shots. But certainly, look, stay local, be a tourist in your own city. There's some amazing things in Brisbane. There's so many of us live out in the suburbs and we don't very often get into the city and, you know, spend a weekend away. So please do that. I absolutely hope you stay with us, but there's lots of us in here that would love to see you coming into the city and being a tourist in your own backyard.
Todd, we're also putting a time capsule together of this time, celebrating all the amazing things that have happened in Queensland during isolation. I think you guys are one of those things. Could we maybe just ask you to send through a series of pictures of the different designs and just a couple of paragraphs telling us about those words, and we'll laminate them up and make them look fancy and bung them in the time capsule?
Of course. We've got some amazing photos, actually. So, yeah, be happy to send them through.
Beautiful, mate. I'm going to call you later to book a room. I want someone towards the top of the fork, maybe second prong from the right, okay?
Easy. Would be our pleasure. So thank you, guys. I really appreciate the chat.
We are getting the 97.3 Time Capsule Collection together.
Bobby, earlier this morning you were talking about the words that are being maybe used or overused lately. Curating was
buzzwords.
One of them.
Curating.
The Museum of Brisbane are going to help us curate this collection so we can put it into Time Capsule and it can be stored there. So stay posted. This is getting very, very close.
That's where we're at. We're curating the Time Capsule.
That's the real use of the word.
Yes.
As opposed to everyone else. Look, after 8 o'clock, I saw something during the week that made me smile a lot, and that was Wally Lewis singing.
Yes.
Now, Wall is not known for his singing. No. He's known for his news reading and his football. So I'm just going to see if we can get him to sing again.
Mm.
I'm
not easy.
I don't know if that will actually do it. But he remembers a song from his youth, and that's what I want to talk about. We'll do it after 8.
5 to 8.